And welcome to Season 9, Episode 35 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, and I am very grateful to be once again in the grand company of the Chief and the Goon. Last week was fun, but I wouldn't want to make a regular career of it. Welcome back, Chief and Goon. Chief, how are you, man?
I didn't go anywhere.
I know, but you had the week off, which was nice. Spend it with the family? Anything fun like that?
I helped somebody move.
And move to Texas or from Texas?
No, from one part of Texas to the other.
Oh, okay.
Would this be one of your progeny?
Yeah, this would be the last of the progeny. So now there's nobody in the house.
You moved your wife out?
I'm overrun with estrogen.
Oh. My condolences. Outnumbered completely.
Yep, and
you should take in foster sons.
Eastern Europeans like to walk around in their underwear.
Well, one out of three is perfectly okay. The other two, yeah, that's just no.
It's weird. It's something that I'm like, now I understand when my sons went overseas. The eldest of Ogryn, mm-hmm. his head was in the phone the entire time. I said, why won't you talk to your cousins? And he says, because they're in their underwear. And then they walked by. And then I saw my other son following them. And I'm like, they're related to you. You should probably not do that.
Yeah. Maybe fourth cousin at the best, but even that's a little weird. So, yeah.
I don't know how many cousins out. Maybe my wife was just telling them they were cousins so that nothing suspicious happened. I don't know.
Well, you know, that does happen. I've got, my wife has got lots of cousins that she's not related to. So it's a thing in the culture, like, you know, one big happy family. Lots of aunties and uncles that are not siblings of either parent, you know, that whole thing.
Yep, but that tradition has stayed over to here. Mm-hmm. But now I just do not go upstairs at all.
For any neighbor.
He's building a large house and he's lost an entire level already.
Oh, yeah. I bet the resident ghost is happy.
I have not heard.
And any further word? No.
Nope.
Wow.
We actually, we had a little cleansing ceremony.
Oh.
To rededicate the house to the proper spirit.
Understood.
And so now we should not have any more interruptions from.
Did you use prayer, incense, sage? All three?
No. So the thing with sage has an antibacterial component, which is why they thought it was healing people, which was a misconception. There is, and I learned that when I was like, all right, how are all the ways to get rid of things? Oils is one thing. It is because that was just a physical representation of you making a statement. Incense, I didn't look up, and we don't have any, so it didn't matter. But it was myrrh and frankincense.
Well, those sound familiar.
Yes. The person that was doing it was actually Sicilian, believe it or not.
Oh, I was going to suggest, you know, was there any chance that they were like, you know, Far Eastern royalty? Just, you know.
You've been here.
I know, but the last time somebody brought, you know, frankincense and myrrh, I'm just.
You didn't see three wise men, did you?
No, actually a woman. And when she came in, I left the house.
Because you would have your critical mass on estrogen. One more woman comes here, I'm leaving.
We didn't have to worry because I left.
There you go. Okay.
Just in case. Well, it's good to be back with you both.
Yeah, I was just about to say welcome back because, yes, I have missed you and your delightful banter at work. The goon has been on an extended vacation from his place of employment.
Imprisonment, yes.
Well, okay. Yep, that works too.
To far southern Maryland?
To extreme southern Maryland, yes.
Yeah.
And in case you were wondering, the trip down and back, plus the little bit of driving around I did while I was there, which frankly wasn't a lot, was 1,910
miles. 1,910 miles. Oof. That's a lot of driving.
Would you care to guess the only place I hit traffic?
Oh, I'm going to sit around near D.C.
Between Richmond and Washington on the way home. Yeah. Because on the way out, you did your traveling, more on that in a bit. You did your traveling on that Monday, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. That's right.
And I got up that Tuesday at about 3 or 3.30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the road about 4.30. Because I was in Richmond waiting for the McDonald's to open at 6.30. Or a little bit before.
My McDonald's opens at 6.
This is out in God's country, mm-hmm. south of Richmond. In really? Petersburg, I think. And then from there to Georgia, we had smooth sailing. Of course, I sent you a picture about 10 a.m. with the goon posed next to a nattily dressed beaver.
Gee, I can't imagine who he's the mascot of.
That was in the Buc-ee's in Florence, South Carolina.
We got to put up a little, my brain just went blank. We have to put a little pin in the map of all the Buc-ee's we're attending.
Yeah, because I've been to...
One color for you, one color for me, one color for ones we've both been to.
Well, we've both been to the one in Florence, South Carolina.
Right.
We've both been to the one in Texas near the chief, who's, I keep getting the name wrong, the name of the town wrong, so.
It's Hoy City.
Okay. So we've both been to Royce City. Have you been to the one in St. Augustine?
Yes.
Me too. How about the one in Daytona Beach?
No.
Yes.
I've been to the one in Virginia.
I have not, so you get that one. That's okay. Roanoke? No, Stanton. Something like that. I discovered on the way back, there is a new one in... Georgia, Brunswick, Georgia.
Mount Crawford, Virginia.
Ah. So the one in Brunswick came just at the right time because the Panzermobile was complaining that it needed more petrol. Yeah, you have a stop and put in the fuel. And there was actually a line. It was what?
A Panzerfaust.
Yeah. Yeah. On that tank of gas, I drove to Florence on the first tank of gas. Then I drove from Florence all the way to Orlando, Lake Buena Vista, Disney World. And I filled up there and it was pretty empty by the time I got there. And then I went from there all the way back to Brunswick and from Brunswick home.
Wow.
I think so.
We went to the Buc-ee's that is in San Antonio. And our record right now is 1,800 miles in 20 hours.
Wow.
Yikes.
You win. My record's about a little over 900 in 14 hours.
Well, we left Maryland at 6. And then we drove all day and got to Texas around, I don't even remember when, but I know that it was 20 hours and we thought it was going to be 18.
And that was all you driving?
So we got to use our special walkie-talkies, and I was in one car and the kids were in the other. And my oldest son says he would rather, not sleep and cheat death than let his brother drive. So,
so the youngest Ogryn is not the best of drivers?
When I was moving them, because I was moving the youngest one, I said, hey, who do you want to drive the U-Haul? And he said, because I care about my stuff, do not let my brother behind the wheel.
Don't drive like my brother.
Wow.
So as I was getting the U-Haul, the person was a very old man. He was trying to give me a discount. He said, oh, you got one of the newer models. It already had a crack in the windshield. It had no shocks. So we were in, 1990s, video music, music videos where it looks like the car, you felt absolutely everything, even when there was nothing in it. And so I was telling my son, this is what hydraulics would feel like, because I don't know how many times we were on four wheels, but I know how many we were on three, and it was way too many.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
And Mr. Browning got a wonderful vehicle for me to drive.
He told you which one?
I know that it was a Penske, I think, is who he rented from.
Yes.
And it was their 29-foot box truck, and it even had one of those air ride seats.
He knows a lot more about large vehicles than I do. I probably should have asked him, but I didn't. And I paid for it.
Yeah, well, I know I did a U-Haul when I moved a Goonchild out to a far western, extreme western Maryland. And it wasn't nearly as good as the truck that Mr. Browning got.
Mm-hmm. He does know his vehicles.
He does
indeed. And apparently how to make naan bread.
He does, and I hope he will tell me how he is baking it, because it sure did look good in that picture he sent us today.
It did. And yeah, he didn't tell us. I thought it was a little weird.
He will. He's probably just a little busy, maybe eating that food.
It's no excuse. That's teasing.
Did look good. Yeah. Which, by the way, I believe I lost weight at on vacation.
Are you going to find it?
I don't think so.
I think I found it for him.
I don't know what is happening, but this time when we restarted the Ozempic,
mm-hmm.
You know how they tell you, oh, you're just not hungry? Yeah, that's actually happened this time.
Ah, so your stomach is seizing.
I don't know how it does it. I'm not experiencing any discomfort, but Hurricane and I did things like, one afternoon we decided we were going to have, we had a breakfast and went to one of the theme parks. And as was our plan, we would come back in the afternoon during the hot hours and use the pool, take a nap. And we just, this day we decided, let's have a lunch dinner meal. And because it won't be crowded, we won't need a reservation. And there's a lovely new Hawaii style bar where it's all open. I mean, they have air conditioning blasting down on you, but there's no walls between you and the outside. Overlooking their lake, it's called the Waialulu Bar and Grill. And we split an entree. They have something called the Volcano Burger, and we split the burger and the fries, and each had drinks. And she's like, do you want something else? You know, that's, you eat more than that. And I'm like, no, that was perfect. Mm. And that's all I had that day was breakfast and that shared meal.
Nice.
And most of our days went that way. Yep. When we cook.
So the studies on Ozempic, it's like the guy from Mike and Molly. And it could be just because you're some man of large stature. It doesn't affect everyone the same. It's mm-hmm. people who are, I want to say frail, but, you know, really shouldn't be on it. Those are the ones that get in trouble. But I'm glad that it's working for you, because there are so many horror stories.
Yeah, no, it does appear to be working. It hasn't. I'm only on a half dose right now, because the doctor said, you know, you don't start up on it. When you go off and come back, you just don't go right back to the full dose.
Right.
So when I meet him next Monday before the show, he'll probably put me on the full dose, because I got my blood work numbers and the A1C didn't go down as much as we'd hoped. It did go down, but not enough. But again, I'm on 50% dosage.
Mm-hmm.
But it is working. I haven't weighed myself yet, but I mean, everything doesn't fit well. It's all loose.
That's the real.
There's nothing wrong with that
indicator.
Yeah, no. I mean, there really isn't. We had a nice time. I will say, for all the things I complain about Mr. Iger and his reign there at Disney, the new hotel that he built, which is called the Polynesian Tower, is the single best Disney Vacation Club hotel room I've been in. It is absolutely gorgeous. And I'm even starting to see some innovations. You know, when he was first made CEO, he did still innovate. It's only in the later years.
Sort of galaxy far, far away.
Something like that, yeah. For example, there's no front desk. When you walk into the lobby, there are...
Run in, grab a key. No, sorry.
Kinda. I mean, all the locks are electronic, so you can use your phone, you can use your Magic Band, which is basically an Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you a little key card. But when you walk in, there are cast members just walking around with iPads. And when they see you, they come over and go, you know, aloha, welcome. Are you checking in? And if you say yes, they go, come on, let's go sit down on the couch and get that done for you. And they actually get to know your names. By the second day, they were calling both Hurricane and I and everyone else. It wasn't just me. I know you're going to go there, Crutch.
We led him to my wedding.
Yeah, more on that in a bit, though. You know, they would talk to us. How's it going? How was your day yesterday? I'm sure the AI is giving them some clues, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, were they wearing glasses? I was just wondering.
No.
Wow. So they've got it built into contacts now. Impressive. Okay.
Right into the eye. They're Borg. No.
Did you see the circuit receptacle in the back of the neck?
I wondered what that was. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Audio animatronic would be the Disney name.
I know. Really. Let's keep our intellectual property rights correct, okay?
It's probably a good idea. But I asked them, I go, what made you decide to do this? And they said it was a suggestion from DVC members that they felt that the desk was a wall between the cast members and the DVC members. And they thought...
The guests, sometimes you need a wall, I'm just saying.
We'll talk about that later, too.
I keep getting off.
It worked so well that all the new hotels that they are constructing and ones that they are rehabbing are going to go to this format. And I think people are going to like it. I think they're just kind of waiting before they fully roll it out to make sure some of the hotels that maybe have a larger number of people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it won't scale up, but I don't know that it will, and I'm guessing they don't either.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you get like 30 different people on a bus roll in, is it possible for them all to sit on the curvy couch?
It's a pretty big lobby. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't do that. Because I noticed even at
a time-honored tradition of standing in line and grumbling. Oh,
goodness. We had a split reservation. We couldn't get our all nights that we wanted in one hotel. So the last night we moved over to Saratoga Springs, which has a front desk. But when we went in, sure enough, the cast members were roaming around with iPads and not really hanging out at the desk. But there were a few people there, but most people would go to you in line and work the front of the line, the back of the line, and get you moving.
Mm-hmm.
It really took no time. So that was a win.
You say that like there's a butt coming.
Oh yeah, there's a butt coming. We have a true.
It's a
yes. Butt. Yes, it is.
Butts. Right.
Well, you'll like this then. We have a tradition where Goon loses his car at Epcot.
Is this like an annual thing?
It seems to be. And it seems to be something deficient with my cranium. But so first of all, the parking lot at Epcot is just one big slab of asphalt in the Florida heat in August.
So it was asphalt then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, when they opened the park in 1982, all of the parking lot attendants wore polyester silver suits. They looked like winged mercury.
Oh, God.
Guess what happened? Guess why they don't have those anymore?
People cooked in them?
Well, cast members actually passed out, a lot of them. They'd be out there waving cars in, and you'd see just thud. You know, and then the little Mickey ambulance would come, wee-o, 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 and they...
Does Disney own the rights to the Dune franchise? Because they could dress them all in still suits now, and they'd be fine.
That would work. Yeah. I mean, it was so bad. We had friends that worked there at the time, and they said that Epcot really stood for experimental polyester costumes of torture.
I like that.
Nothing has changed.
Apparently, but I tend to lose my car in the parking lot, and this time. I'm going to blame Bob Iger.
Okay. What did he do?
So what I did to fix this problem is when we park at a theme park, I walk to the end of the row and I take a picture of the name of the section and the row number.
Sounds very legit. I do that parking lot spot and take a picture when I'm at the airport.
Right.
The reason I can remember. Yeah.
No. And the reason I didn't do that this time is they have a new locator app.
Mm-hmm.
So against my better judgment, I turned on the Google location services. And when I got out of the car, it said I was in Rocket 606.
Like, is that Rocket Raccoon?
Yeah. Yeah. And later on when we came back during the heat of the day, Hurricane and I are out there. We are trudging like Bridge Over the River Kwai or the Trail of Tears. You pick your death march. Okay.
Like An. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people pronounce it Bataan, but it's not, you know.
Yeah. It was hot and it was uncomfortable and we were cranky after a bit.
No.
And finally I gave up and I said, it says Rocket 606. And I said, Hurricane, go back to, you know, where you get the little tram. And you can, do you know what time we went? And she goes, yeah. It was, she knew accurately what time we arrived. I think it was about 10 or 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, she knew. And I said, well, go tell them and they'll tell you what rows they were filling. And she calls me and I go, and just wait over there in the shade. There's a little place with an umbrella and I'll find a car and then tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, no, that would have been anywhere between row 610 and 612.
And where did you say you were?
606.
That would be wrong.
Yeah. Iger's fault.
Got it.
He's the CEO.
Right.
Bob, I'm holding you responsible on this one. Now you go find that developer and beat him. And you send me the video. I want to make sure punishment happens. Because when the other nice cast members told me that, I knew approximately in the row where we were, and it literally took me 30 seconds to find the car.
Yes, you can find the needle in the haystack. You just need to know which haystack.
Exactly. Exactly. So we didn't use that app anymore. And I disabled Google Location Services because I hate them forever.
They are tricksy.
So yeah, that was the ballot of the car. Fortunately, the Panzer has wonderful air conditioning.
So I chilled.
I started it up and got the car cooling down, and I called up Hurricane and said, "You want to walk, or am I coming to get you?" She goes, "I already see where you are. I'll be there in a few minutes."
Oh, you should have went and got her.
She does, because she has special powers, so I need to be nicer to her.
Really?
Are you familiar with the Tron roller coaster?
No.
So
I wasn't aware that they had a Tron roller coaster.
It's a new coaster. You ride a life cycle. A light cycle, sorry.
Yeah, you want to be careful making turns on those.
You ride, it looks like a motorcycle, each car, each seat, you're kneeling and leaning forward.
Mm.
And when you pull forward on the, when you pull the handlebar,
okay.
You pull the handlebar forward, a little back brace comes down and locks you in place, and you can push up a little bit, kind of sit up.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the ride. It's a very nice ride. Well, I wanted to go. I don't think this trip, but the trip before, Hurricane and I tried to ride, and she went because she loves me and I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even get to the point where you put your stuff in the locker, and the ride broke down and we went and did something else.
Aww.
So this time I figured, well, for sure. And as you know, I cheaped out and bought a ticket only to the Halloween party, which means I could enter the park at 4 p.m. We go in. Hurricane says, "What do you want to do?" I say, "Tron." I mean, it's the only ride in any of the parks I hadn't been on.
Oh.
And she said, "Okay." It was starting to rain as we got in line, and we got inside just as the skies opened up.
Mm.
And we got all the way through to the lockers, and we were like third in line to be placed on one of the cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the lights all flickered, and I heard this terrible screeching noise. And I look around, and you can see more than one roller coaster train in where you're loading, right?
Right.
So I saw all the cars come to an immediate stop very quickly. And I thought, you know, I said to myself,
self,
this is not good. I leaned over to the young cast member,
mm-hmm.
and said, "Did we just e-stop, emergency stop?" Mm-hmm. And she goes, "I think so."
Oh.
And then her pager goes off and she goes, "I'll be right back." And they all go into the control center, and they all, and then the emergency lights come on and they all come back out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is not my first Disney rodeo. I know what this means.
Right.
We are experiencing technical difficulties, but remember, it was storming big time outside.
Sure.
The poor kid, I don't know how old she was, but not very. She says, "Ladies and gentlemen, there has been a power surge and outage across all four Disney theme parks. Almost none of the attractions are working. However, we have to ask you to leave because the emergency lights aren't going to stay on forever.
Wow.
So we're going to give you a fast pass to skip the line later on. But remember, we're having a party tonight. So this is like 5 o'clock. She goes, the park closes at 6. I don't know if you're going to be able to use it.
Yes, let me give you something that's not worth anything.
If you need additional help with this or want some other form of compensation, you got to go to guest services.
Right.
Because this is all I'm allowed to do.
Right.
Okay. We clear on this? Chief, that was clear enough, wasn't it?
It seems like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Three of the people in front of me start screaming and carrying on and basically, you know, I paid $180 for a day at the park. You're giving me my money back. Well, first of all,
it's not like she's got a bank vault there.
It's not her. She just told you what she can do and she's going to do it, but that's it.
Right.
She told you who you can ask to see what else they might do for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was staying for the party, so I didn't really care.
Right.
And I thought to myself, someone needs to do something. So I expanded my charisma and she goes, and then the young woman and the universe and the Lord gave me an opening. She said, any questions? A loud voice rises up through the din. And it says, yeah, up tall is the tallest palm tree. She goes, what? I go, look, you told us what's wrong with the ride and what we can do about it. That was all fine. But you did say any questions. And I've always wanted to know. Everyone laughs. Guess what they don't do then?
They're not yelling at her anymore.
They're not yelling at her. It broke the tension. And she looks at me, mouths, thank you. And is smart enough to get out of Dodge. And I felt very good about myself. And then we went outside honestly, the whole park was shut down. There were 11 rides working and they're all the stuff that didn't need electricity. So by about the time the party started at 7, they had almost everything working except over at the Hollywood Studios where everything went out.
Wow.
You know, so it was, I mean, they did a nice job recovering. They seemed to prioritize well, says the man who was prioritized first.
Well, I'm in the front of the line. This seems to have worked just perfect.
Yeah, I'm good. Didn't, you know, the ugly people didn't maul that poor young cast member who was doing nothing but her job.
It's okay. They went, back to attend a Phillies baseball game, I'm sure.
Exactly. Well, I was able to use the charisma many times. We went up to Rise of the Resistance. And as I'm walking up, I go over to the cast member and I go, hey, I hear you can join the resistance somewhere around here. You know anything about that? You sure you want to do that? I go, listen, I'm already in, but she's new recruit here and I don't know where to take her. You know, it's her first time associated with the resistance. And the cast member looks at the hurricane and says, is it really your first time? She goes, yeah. She goes, follow me. Walks us right to the front of the line and lets us on. That probably, same thing on Expedition Everest. We were chatting up the very nice cast member because crowds were very light, even though it was Labor Day.
Huh.
And she said, she said, you guys going through the standby line? And we're like, yeah, you know, we haven't done it in a while. And it's probably not that bad. She goes, she looks at Hurricane. Where do you like to ride? Oh, I like the front car. She goes, come with me. Walks us right up all around the line, says to her friend, Bob, they need to be in the front car. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times that happened. Maybe it helped that we were wearing buttons that said, I'm celebrating paying off my DVC mortgage.
they saw that you've already paid enough to society.
Well, you know, I mean, I paid
my debt to society, Disney society.
Yeah, it's a large chunk of change, but it does feel good to get it out of the way.
That's awesome.
But yeah, you know what? We had a good time. Nothing really bad happened. We got to look at the town of Kingsland, Georgia as a potential retirement home.
Okay.
And it's lovely. It's not quite as big as the town I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of outdoor things to do, fishing and nice beaches and even an island.
Kingsland.
Yep. It is exit one on I-95 in Georgia.
Hmm.
The other side is Yulee, Florida, which is equally nice. Y-U-L-E-E. And we met a realtor and had some coffee and talked a little. And now I'm to the point of picking out homes that I'd like to look at.
Okay. Nice.
So I guess so that's my trip. Tell us about yours.
My trip? Oh, my trip was much shorter.
Yeah, well, you used a plane, so.
Well, yeah. Well, it was shorter both in, I don't know if it was shorter in distance. Maybe not.
I don't think so, because you were down, how far south of Tampa are you?
I went to Sarasota.
Right. How far south of Tampa, or how far south of Tampa is Sarasota?
Oh.
100 miles?
Yeah, at least.
Okay, so Tampa's 70 miles from Orlando, so you're going to add, say, 200 miles to my trip.
I like how you did that. Yeah, so as it turns out, 2 weeks ago today, yeah, August 25th, my dad, had he made it, would have been 95. And mom doesn't travel much. Number one fan doesn't do planes anymore. Getting down to visit dad at the cemetery is not an option. So I have taken it upon myself to go down on his birthday, and I was lucky enough to be joined by my younger nephew. My brother's got two boys. His younger one joined me, and we had a blast. Got there super early in the morning. And again, you know, I wish I had a third of the charisma of the goon, because we flew Southwest, and it's for, you know, at least until next year, they have the whole, you know, you check in and figure out what your position in line is. Now, mind you, I made my plans, and a week later I'm talking to my nephew, and he says, I'd love to go with you. So I gave him the flight information, and he did the same thing. And both of us spent the extra money to do the automatic check-in, because I never know where I'm going to be 24 hours before the flight. So I get my information, and I am A48, which isn't horrible, but still in the A's. Now, mind you, he bought his ticket like a week and a half after I bought mine. He's A36. And I'm like, how did that work? So I thought, okay, well, fine. So later on in the day, we have to check in for the flight home. I got A32. Oh, so much better. He got A28. And I was like, okay, I do not have the abilities of the fine goon man.
Chief, should we ask his nephew to buy lottery tickets for us?
It might work out better for you. It really might. Just pull me out of the equation, put him in, and you'll probably fare better, because I'm betting over lately. I did win $10 on Powerball about 2 weeks ago. I was going to send you guys the $2.50. That would have been funny. I was in a check, of course.
Absolutely. I would be like,
or you'd have to go to a bank and do something with it.
Hurricane would have asked me, did you guys finally start making money? I have a check from Crutch here.
That would have been hilarious. Yeah. So it's like, well, you know, hey, tonight it's only 20 million. And no, I didn't buy a ticket. But no, so, you know, we fly early in the morning, we fly down, stopped off at a Walmart that I know has really, really nice flowers, purchased some flowers, went down, you know, I've gotten to the point now, I don't even use GPS. I just drive right to the place, go right in. I know exactly where to park. We spent about a half an hour there. I have an Android phone. I'm the only one in the family who does. I was originally going to do a Zoom call, but my nephew has an iPhone, so we just did the what the heck is that called?
The group FaceTime?
FaceTime, thank you. We did a FaceTime.
Were you able to do a group?
No. We just did a FaceTime with the number one fan. We just kept it private. And that was nice. Then we had a lot of time between being finished at the cemetery and checking in and returning the rental car, you know, $50 round a trip for the rental car. So that wasn't horrible. It was a nice car. I had a Toyota Celica.
Oh, nice.
Plenty of giddy up, which I really enjoyed. So you there's a restaurant.
Run it breaking down like some other brand.
No.
That has been in the news quite often.
Mm-hmm. No, I was very thankful. I'd never actually driven one before. They actually gave me a choice of a whole bunch of cars. And I was like, well, let's try something different. You know, every now and then you go to a restaurant, you decide not to get the cheeseburger, which, you know, that kind of thing.
No pumpkin spice F-150.
No pumpkin spice F-150. Thank God, no. Although I heard that that Trump blew up an entire ship loaded with 6 tons of pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice terrorist.
That'll teach it.
Audible on B.
Thank you for your attention to this matter. Boom.
Exactly. Oh, but so there's a restaurant down there called Gecko. And as it turns out, my nephew, when I said, yeah, you sure come on with me, we're going to stop at Gecko, you know, on the way back. He's already, you know, I was down here, you know, 2 years ago with Nana, and, you know, this is what I had. I'm going to have it again. And as luck would have it, we didn't even try, but as luck would have it, we had the exact same server that we had the very first time we were there when we had just gone to the actual burial ceremony. And his name is Chris. And my nephew reminded him of the fact that, you know, do you remember so-and-so? And he says, yeah, the last time you, pointing at me, you were in here, with an older woman. And I said, yeah, that was my mom. So I was like, it's been like 3 years and he remembered. I was like, well, fair. Wow. So, hey to Chris, you know, so it's a great place. And we went back to the airport and we hung out there for about 3 hours and just caught up on stuff. And, you know, I've probably not been as deep into his life in the last few years, but we're working on fixing that. So family bonding and all that good stuff. But it was a good trip. Who is Chris? Chris is the waiter. That's his name. Okay. The chief is asking questions. He's afraid that I've named Sakti inordinately, but I'm like, nope. Chris is the name of the way.
Hey, if we look on the site to see who was the last person to fail at that.
Oh, I know. Why do you think I'm being even more, you know, I'm not even mentioning, you know, people who could be mentioned, which are not being mentioned.
But you mentioned Chris.
I'm not related to him, and this is a plug for a direct service individual doing an outstanding job at a wonderful restaurant in Sarasota. Please go.
Gecko's Grill and Pub. Ask for Chris.
Exactly. Please.
I'm looking at the menu right now.
Okay. So are you looking? You're looking at the menu. Great. Okay. Yeah. So we had the Cubana sandwich.
Oh, let me see here. Heaping bowls, wraps.
Yeah.
From the garden. I don't need any salad.
From the garden. What in the hell? No. I will find you the picture. I know exactly where it is. Where is the menu? Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, we will find the menu. Yeah, there is the menu. Good God.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm. Did you find the sandwich?
Cuban sub.
That's the one.
Pressed Cuban bread with sliced capicola ham, pork, salami, Swiss cheese, sliced pickles, and deli mustard.
That's a good sandwich right there. Tell you right now. So, but it's, Yeah, it was very good. I ended up, I think, packing the other half of the sandwich in my backpack and eating it on the plane or something like that.
Nice. Yeah. This really does look good.
It's it's literally like part of the process now. You rent the car, you go down, we go see Dad, we hit Gecko's, we go back to the airport. I try to do it all in one day. And I told number one fan, I said, I'm going down on his birthday every year until you pass, and then I will come down on your wedding anniversary, which is in July. And I'll do that until I'm unable to do that.
But since you've been here forever.
But I will be here forever, so I will be able to do that until the rock wears away. So, yeah.
So I see four geckos in Sarasota. Hillview Street, Palmer Crossing Circle, Tamiami Trail. Nice. Nice, dude. That's a historic road.
Is it?
If you're going from Tampa to Miami,
if you look at it, it's TA Miami, right?
Right. It means Tampa, Miami.
Which is how my GPS pronounces it. It goes Ta Miami. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure the locals don't call it that.
Tamiami.
It's like Southern Maryland. There's a town there, LAPLATA. Now, if anybody's taken first year Spanish,
La Plata.
Right. Nope, not down there. Down there, it's La Plata.
Yeah. Well, in Maryland, they also have Havre de Grace, which is Havre de Grace.
Exactly. Havre de Grace. Like coup de grace.
Ridiculous.
I know, right?
What's that? Pronunciation?
Yeah.
Exactly.
In just one state, you have all this stuff that is...
Well, doesn't match. But we have a California, Maryland. We have a Hollywood, Maryland. It's like the land of the not unique names.
We have Ohio Pile, Pennsylvania.
Ohio Explain. Pile?
Yes. P-Y-L-E.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking, pile is usually another name for hemorrhoid.
Yes. I don't know if it's... Maybe it's not a nice place, but if you're going to go rafting down the New River...
That's opposed to the old one?
Hey, look, I haven't been there. I'm just telling you. I didn't name it.
I don't know how many rivers there are. I don't know if it's the old or new one.
Exactly. Like, who asked?
Yeah, who decided?
Exactly. These are the questions we may never get to answer. But there are questions we will need to answer sometime in the future. And folks, we are the people to answer those questions for you. Someday in the future, we'll have questions answered and answers for the questions we need answered. That's all I have to say on that.
You're a genius.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, It's been real. It's been fun. And it's been real fun. Thank you very much, guys, for coming back.
I was so lonely last week.
I'm glad that you had a great vacation. I am so, my condolences that you've had to come back to work. If only I had done a better job, we both could be, all three of us and Mr. Browning could all be sitting around laughing about people who have to work. But nope, here we are.
Could you imagine that? Just, they were supposed to be back today. Yeah.
There would be people over there who would really need new pants. We'll just leave it. And with that, folks, thank you once again. We will be very happy to be back next week with another show, same bat time, same bat channel. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Crutch and Goon reveal the truths of the universe. Looking for that answer to questions of the universe? Consult the Seer of Seers, the prognosticators of prognosticators, almost the greatest wisdom short of the Bible. How tall is the tallest palm tree? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? And why? Get the answers you are dying to know today. Operators are standing by. And Hurricanes Anti-Roller Coaster Charisma. Got something you really don't want to do, but a loved one is perhaps applying some gentle yet loving pressure on you to do it? Hurricane can show you how to use your witchy powers to throw a wrench into the system. Best of all, it can't be traced to you. Works on roller coasters, hosting parties, buying new cars. Ladies, you don't want to miss this opportunity to polish your skills. Call Hurricane today. And new Disney theme park pricing. Since these kingdoms run on magic, there is no need for pesky electricity. Our mascot is a mouse, not Tesla. If you want power, there will now be an additional charge for it. It used to be free, but now you will pay under the Iger sanction. Have a magical day. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.